So, five areas to assess or focus on when you break up. Breakups are really difficult. And we can spiral into self-sabotage following a breakup. And there are reasons for this. Most of all, we get into a relationship, there's acceptance, there's connection, there's love. And we are social beings. We need those connections. We need that acceptance, and we need to be around other people. And we are born in families. We have a need to have a partner. But the difference with people who might have done some work and people who haven't done the work when it comes to breakup is how the breakup can impact us, or how adversely we can suffer as a result of a breakup. It's not that everyone is going to take a breakup easily, but you might actually find that some people will handle a breakup in a probably much healthier way than others, where they do not self-sabotage. So for people who spiral into self-sabotage, who end up with behaviors that probably lead to crimes of passion, behaviors that lead to being rejected completely by this person, or this person ending up blocking, not just to heal, but because they are trying to safeguard themselves, comes from the following reasons I'm going to share with you today, which are worth looking into. There might be more than what I'm going to share, which include attachment to outcomes, blame, not taking responsibility, denial, and also missing routines. And if we look at these five areas following a breakup, it might just help to improve your journey following a breakup, to improve when you start to do your inner work, to improve how you show up when you do your inner work, and to improve your future relationship outcomes, as well as improve how you show up as a human being, as a person in general, because breakups are part of life. They show who we are as people. Our relationships show who we are, or what and who we have become in our journey, in our physical journey as physical and spiritual beings. So the first area you want to look at when you break up and you are really struggling, or anyone who is going through a breakup, is that you are attached to outcomes. You might be attached to outcomes. So when you are attached to outcomes, there are a lot of expectations due to abandonment trauma. We all know that we have some form of abandonment trauma. You're attached to outcomes and you attach a person to your goals. That means that you have decided that this is your person forever and ever. And life doesn't work like that. A person is there for you at a particular and given time. And hard as that might sound, there is something called the impermanence of things. People are on loan, life gives them to us. So you might attach your worth to a person or to a relationship. You are thinking that by being in a relationship, you are going to be happy. And also you are thinking that this is your person for good. And that might prevent you from moving forward when you break up with this person, because you believe that when they leave your life, then you are worthless. When they live your life, then you can't have any contentment or fulfillment in your life. And that's probably self-limiting, because you want to grieve that loss. Yes, you need to acknowledge that you have suffered a loss and go through the process of grieving, and also create your future by doing inner work and connecting with yourself, and then looking forward to meeting other people in future who mirror how you love yourself, your self relationship, which if you work on it will be healthy. Number two, you are blaming yourself or the other person. When you blame yourself for a loss of a relationship, you can take it very hard. And so you stay stuck in the guilt, and it can prevent you from working on yourself and from moving forward or moving on. And when you also blame the other person, it can keep you in stuck in victim mindset, and you can end up stuck in that victim state, victim mentality, and struggle to move on because you feel hard done by. Because when you are a victim, you feel helpless. You feel like there's nothing you can do about a situation. Number three, you are not taking responsibility for your life and fulfillment. And when you break up and you are just used to focusing on a relationship and doing so much in the relationship and feeling like the relationship is what brings you happiness, you can stop doing things for yourself that creates a sense of fulfillment, that allow you to be your own person, that allow you to take responsibility for your life and your relationships, obviously. So if you are responsible for your life, when a breakup happens, you do acknowledge that you are in pain and you grieve the loss, and then you are able to look into what is within your control and to work on yourself so that you move forward in life, understanding again the impermanence of things and the shortness of life. Number four, denial. When you are in denial, you struggle to accept that situation for what it is. It can prevent you from moving forward, from recovering from a breakup. You might not accept the situation for what it is because you have expectations from the potential that was in the relationship. It is helpful that you see this situation for what it is, that you are no longer together and another person has made their own choices, and probably you also have made your own choices. And from something that was happening in the relationship, and that as hard as it might be, it's helpful to accept this situation as it is unfolding and trust and allow the other person's choices, and learn through taking responsibility for yourself to move forward and start your healing, grieving the loss and moving forward. And number five, you might struggle with a breakup because you miss the routines. And sometimes we understand, as I said initially, that a relationship is about connection. You have someone else, you feel like there's love there and acceptance, and especially a sense of belonging. And there is so much that you do in a relationship together. You spend time together, you love each other with five love languages and five senses. You spend quality time, physical touch, there's words of affirmations, there are gifts, and there's acts of service. You do things for each other. And so when a breakup ends, that sense of belonging is severed. That connection is severed. And if you haven't explored some healing, even when you have, the initial phases of a breakup might be a struggle because you automatically miss the routine that you are used to. So the idea is to, when you are in a relationship, foremost, before and during a relationship, learn to have yourself routines. Separate the routines that you have with yourself and separate the routines that you do with your partner, you have with a partner. Learn to have a self relationship where you spend time in self-care, nurturing your inner child, doing your own exercises and activities on your own. And then when a relationship ends, whilst you might miss all the things that you did together, you still have yourself as to go to place. And the other thing is to nurture an inner circle, to have an inner circle, friends, family, people around you, groups where you spend time, so that the end of a relationship is not too catastrophic to the point that you have nothing else and nowhere else when this person leaves your life, because that can be challenging when you find yourself all alone when you were with another person. But all along, you were not alone. Even when you were on your own, you have you and you have other relationships. Learn to nurture other relationships so that you don't look for people as an emergency when you break up with a partner, when you do not have anywhere else to go, have a go-to place. I'm going to add number six. The other thing that can impact your breakup, that can make you feel like you are about to spiral, or that can lead to self-sabotage when you break up, is when you have been doing too much in the relationship. Sometimes when people are in a relationship, they cover all the gaps for their partner. They do all things that are supposed to be done in the relationship because they feel like their partner is not stepping into the space. And if the partner is not stepping into the space, they feel obligated to do it. So then when the relationship ends, they feel unjustly disconnected from this person because they were trying to cover up for this person. They attached their worth to this relationship. They were doing so much. So because they were doing so much, they'd feel like they were not rewarded by the partner staying forever in the relationship. And that is a lesson that is helpful when you are in relationship. Understand, there's two of you in the relationship. Each person needs to step into their space. You need not be doing everything in the relationship or covering up for your partner, because when the relationship ends, you will feel like it's not fair because you have been doing all the work. But if you allow the other person to step into their role when the relationship ends, yes, it's painful, but you grieve knowing that you both contributed to the relationship rather than one person contributing to it as if it was a one-sided relationship. And it's worth also assessing and recognizing when the relationship is one-sided so that you leave early on. Otherwise, you will feel the pressure and you will feel burnt out and feel resentful for not being rewarded in a relationship which was one-sided. So those are the six points that I wanted to invite you to reflect on, which can adversely impact you when you break up with someone. You are attached to outcomes. You are attached this person to your worth and happiness. You are blaming yourself or the other person. You are not taking responsibility for your life and fulfillment. And you are in denial and not accepting the situation for what it is. You have expectations and you miss routines. And you also might have been doing too much for the relationship. So what I invite you to do is to learn to do inner work before, during, and after a relationship so that you connect with yourself, so that it's not all about a romantic relationship. It's more about you, your inner relationship, your self relationship. And then when you get into a relationship, you are not too attached to outcomes and you take responsibility for what you contribute to the relationship, and you take responsibility for your behavior, and you take charge of your life, and you accept what is going on in a situation, in a dynamic, and you enjoy life together, but with your own routines. You meet for relationship, they have their own routines, you've got your own routines, and then you've got the relationship routines, and you don't overwork in a relationship to show your worth, to prove yourself. I'm hoping that was helpful. And I'm hoping when you have suffered a breakup, you accept the situation, you grieve the loss, you learn replacement exercises. I did share a video on that at some point, alone, in your circle, and also by helping other people. And you learn to regulate your emotions and to look into behaviors where you might self-sabotage and you act in your best interest and you learn to do things differently, learning from what happened in the ended relationship so that your relationship, future relationships are different from how you were approaching the previous ones. And also, you learn to let go of attachment to outcomes. Quality life before relationships. I'm hoping I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for watching. Bye-bye.